Okay. Holding in this middle of his Maimon, 9 and 10, and 1 and 10, he was speaking about Meiser Sogloisher, and he got involved in Esser and Meiser and Ashiras and so on. Well, the Farish of the Loma Protim Imagim Rakat Pes, Dovaza Yeshkoladas. In other words, to understand the Metzias of Protim reach Tes and then 10. But Dovaza Yeshkoladas, Kichola Shokhushma Hashem Yisparach, I Efsharach Shilashte Bechimus. Anything that comes out of Yisparach has two Bechimus. Veze, Shoroyish Ye Echot, Mitzat Shokhushma Min Hashem Yisparach Shu Echot. He says, in every Nivra, there are two Nikudas that define a Nivra as a Nivra. One is that it's coming from Hashem Yisparach. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boyer Olam, then every Nivra is a Nivra for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the word Nivra implies a Nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the word Nivra also implies that it's distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the fact that it is, the word Bra means either to chop off, or like the word Livra Zayah, to chop, or the word Bar meaning outside. In Aram is Lashon Gemara. So anything which is a Nivra, the word Nivra has two Nekudas. One is that it is a distinct entity. It has something that's its own Metzias, and that it came from the Borei. So the Mela, every Nivra has in itself two different Yonim. One is B'china Rishayna, that it's echod, the pchineshtir is inside a mushpat, moishi efshashir echod legam lechot sad. He kola shel hushpa min Hashem yisparach noitim in atas al ribu, kashu yisparach bulvad echod. Nimta shel mushpa meitim nechzas regis al ribu. Vi efshas lo ilo pchinesh la atas gam ken, ki hu shel Hashem yisparach shu echod. Vakula doim ala poil shu echod. Ulefikoch hi efshach shi bedova shu mush Hashem yisparach shtei pchines. Yeshu na atas ala poil, mischalik zat pchines ha mushpa. Now, let's talk a little about this, because I'm going to go a little bit weiter with it. I just want to stop a minute and talk a little bit about some Nekuda here. In the laws that govern things in the world, you come across a very, very mysterious paradox. Klolim are real. For instance, I will tell you that within any group of 100 tomatoes, there will be X amount that are they weigh 4 ounces, and a percentage that weighs this and that. And if I have enough tomatoes, this will become more and more emes. So that means all tomatoes fall under some sort of law, rule, and of all the tomatoes having certain tchunis. And yet, each tomato is unique. The whole musik, that there are klolim that do actually describe the Metzias well, and describe it very well, imposes that there's ki'ilu a certain shulten of min that encompasses an entire min. So I will tell you that for any group of people, so if you had to ask me how tall can a person be, I don't know. And some guy said he saw a 9-foot man someplace. I can't say it's impossible. But what I can say is impossible is that if you pick a group of 1,000 people at random, you're going to get very clear curve of heights. 5'10 is going to be the median height, and 5'8" and 6 foot is going to be the next, and you know, a typical curve and so on. So everything in the world is stamped with a min, and that min encompasses it all and is kind of unifies the entire min, and it gives it one tzura. So tzuras Adam has the following tuna, and yet each and every single one is unique in itself. I want to use this marshal, Ligabi Yedia Bechira. You see it also. There's a shulton in the world, the marshal. If somebody owns a big supermarket, I think what they're called Tesco in England, I don't know, they have, yeah. So a guy owns a big Tesco, he can tell you that there will be 250 loaves of bread sold on any one day. And the bigger the Tesco is, the less of a variance there'll be from whatever number is there. Yet, if you tap on the shoulder, if you walk over to every person in the store, and you ask him, tell me something, are you planning to buy bread? And the guy says yes. You say, who told you to buy bread? He says, no, we're just running out of bread. And you ask somebody else, are you buying bread? And he says no. He says, why not? Since you don't need any bread. Maybe he'll no, we're not. Every single yachid is a yachid. And if you ask somebody, did you buy bread because Tesco needed 250 people to buy bread and you were picked as one of them, the answer is obviously not. Ridiculous. But yet in the klal, it works as if it's predestined and, you know, kind of fixed. And in beprat, it doesn't work like that at all. So we have a strange distinction between the klal and the prat over here. And we note that everything in the world is stamped on mitzad the min shaboy, it is a klal, mitzad the yachid is a prat. That's the two sets of numbers. Like for instance, let's take a number like 13, or well, let's say 10 that he says over here. 10 is a number that's unique. It describes a klal and a prat at the same time. So you have two hagdaras of everything. Everything in the world belongs to a min, and mitzad the min shabai, it's all one, and mitzad the prat shabai, each one is unique. V'abchinash l'riba v'chilot magia tisha. So the most amount of pratim before we recognize a klal is going to be 9. V'abchina shariva chilek magia tisha. V'zeh. Ki kol ribu shesh bedobu mitaris chalbus. Asher magia tisha. Now he says the elementary his chalbus is going to be 9. Why? Because everything ki chol da benechlak le'orkoi le'rochboi. V'chol chelek u'mischalek l'shloisha. Ki kol dava yesh aschol v'yesh emtesh esayif. So he says, everything has in itself ispashas and oirech and roichav, and also everything has three different stages. The beginning, the middle, the end. V'chol v'yesh aschol v'yesh emtesh esayif. V'chach mischalek b'oirech. So if you draw like a board on a flat surface and you have 3 by 3, you're going to get 9 squares. So a flat surface will have like a two lines at right angles, and then split each one up into 3, and by mele you get 9 squares. Rogia teslavad kasho yadua. Omnam, ha'asiri hu kineg b'china hafe'atmo achta shabayu echa. So the 10th is now when the whole thing becomes one. So l'mashal, I have the squares, the 9 squares, but the 10th bechina is like the whole tavla, the whole chart. So any prat in the sharp, that fills out to be nine. Masha'im came, anything that is, the tenth is that which encompasses all of it and makes it one. Now, in terms of the Shorash Hadvarim, we're obviously talking about in the Pasuk, and that's one, that finishes one part. And then you have another half a Pasuk, so the Malchus is a Pchina that makif it all and puts it into one unit, which is the Zelu Masev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So so just like the it's all Pratim until it comes to the 10th Pechina, 10th Pechina includes it all. Just like when we speak in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Matar in the Bria, that we make Galim or Chutzah Yisparach and such in Yanim, so sort of pshat is you are encompassing all of these inyanim in a big circle. A malchus requires all the elements. Let's say even a malchus of this world. For malchus to be shalem, it means there's an army and there's a treasury and there's fields and there's research and everything else that goes into being a malchus. The whole thing as a whole is called Malchus. So you have nine pratim, because simply that's the abstract way that you divide up the nine, and then you have the tenth, which is the b'china of ne'atma, which is the achdus of it all together. The chol davar boilam timtzekach ki adam mitzad ma hu echad, so adam echad. So a person is an entirety. All the Ivarim and all of the Chalakim work together as a unit, and yet he's Mechol Chalakim. Well, the Fikach Misbetes Hek Pchines HaChalakim V'asiri Neger HaKoyl Shua Achtos Mitzad Shein Kan Chiluk L'Fikach HaAsiri U'Koydes Hashem Yisparach Ki HaAsiri Mitzad Shua Echot. So the tenth, the unit that makes it into the oneness of it, so the oneness of Klal Yisrael can only come from Hashem, because Hashem is the entity that is one and all encompassing. The Prat Yisrael is mitzad the nivash of each one. The thing was that the Tachlok Matsir Nagar Kosho Achtos and Tacha Ikan Chilu. So the reason why the tenth is Kodesh is because the etzem that's the mitzvah of Kodesh is something which is that. Well, the Kachlom and Rakhla Maisa Asa Bishwosha Tisasa, Loya Poltstaka, מייסס שהוא סייג לאישה. כי כאשר לא יפין העשיר לשם הסבר שבו יאויש את משהו עשירי, כשמו ייקחו שגלו של אישה, פתא זה מי בברכה. So he said before that the Ashiris comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. The Indian is that the Anius comes from a certain level of symptom of the person's Atzius. In other words, Anius identified as the Chaser. It's what the person's lacking or missing. The Ashirus is just there's an abundance, naturally abundant. So the Ashirus comes from the overriding sense of a Likus as opposed to Anius. Every number, you know, when you speak about the numbers, so the Protistic numbers isolate. They so to speak, they say only this is the seven, and that's it. The ten has itself the quality of inclusivity. It includes it all. So that's what this is Keneged Ashirus, and this is Keneged Anius. But Aben Ezra Kosav, the famous Aben Ezra in Shemois, he writes, Oid miskula fatisha, ku kosav she'en shumispa oyle rakatisha. If you add all numbers together, any two numbers, they reach nine. You know, it's Aleph and Ches and Beis and Zion and Gimel and Vav and Dal and Hey. They all come out to test. Kimispat says in Rochel be Eagle, Yusham ha Eagle voice is it. Kashaniach mispat test be Eagle comes to so it's Taket Tesel Atzmoy de Pamechot. So nine is nine. Then you have 1 and 8, you have 2 and 7, and you know, when you have this type of arrangement of one against the other, they all come out to 9. Taka, Tessel, Dayan, Oyla, Samach, Gimel, and so on. No, today is another one, sorry. Taka, Mies, the multiple, sorry. Kashtich, Mies, the Tessel, Moshe, Taka, Tessel, Atzmah, Beit, Pamachat, you have 9. Min, Etim, Tzali, Min, Alev, Smol, Ches, Behepe Aleph. So it's 81. Ke oitzer shayna madrega chodim, oitzer shim reik fasaris, right? Taket tes al ches, via ayin beis. Now here he's multiplying. Timtali min beis, ulo small zayin. Ayin beis is like 7 and 2. Ayin beis. Taket tes al zayin, oilo samach gimel. And timtali min gimel. So 9 times 9 gives you 81. 8 times 9 gives you 72. And so on. Taket as I have left Sach Kimmel, Tim Tzimin Kimmel, small Vav. Sach Kimmel, Taket as Avav, Oilin and Dalet, Tim Tzimin Dalet, small Hei. Vihine Atak Shetabo Ala Hei, Shuchatia, Eigul, Nefach Adav Lies Asar Asal Yemin, and Bachar Vav Smoil. Taket as Al Hei, Oilin and Hei, Tim Tzimin Dalet, small Hei, and so on and so forth. Around and about. So as you keep multiplying, you keep getting the numbers that are the numbers of the round ring over here. Some of them, you depending on which direction you're going, it's either be min or small or small min. So that's Ibn Ezra's nekuda about tes, that all numbers add up to tes. He also has when you multiply things by 9, the digits will always add up to 9. In other words, the remez in all these inyanim is that everything keeps heading to 9. If you take the number system of 9, the highest number things get up to is 9. Ukra amarno ken ekuda in ispashas klau. Aspashas ishman ekuda nasim is an eagle. So an ekuda itself doesn't have any hispashtus. The kuda is without distance at all. The first hispashtus, when you start doing a little hispashtus from the kuda, you get an eagle, a circle. Asha'iruf asha'alecho yishlam oidei tes. And to get a good circle, you need nine, like he demonstrated. Sheterk is pashas yisha and v'pach mitas. Ach masherotz v'shalim ha'kamiyin eino ilo akates. Shevaloshen kredesh chol misparim ha'mispas sara lo ites. I will say, yes, what does it mean? It doesn't go more than nine. We have ten. Nebuchadnezzar is distinguishing between Misparim Pratim and Misparim Klolim. Masir kwa shemarno mashlim, masta patmir kwa shemar arno lamalo. Ki efsha shia zulase. Bu kneger an ekudu shi bi igol shi achas, shen le spashas, man im spashla kol fu mekashko a tes shi bi igol, ken ekudu achspem fi igol mekashko a igol achu echot. So he says you have to eagle around a certain akuda. When you're the head in akuda, you when you have the akuda, and the akuda projects itself, you now have an eagle around it. So there's the echad in akuda, then there's the circle which comes around it, and it's ma'achad all the pratim. To also give it a tzur of echot. L'chein kasher megi la'asara asarim k'may echot, sh'ata moine shloish avoyim chamishim. K'may sh'ata moine shloish avoyim chamish. K'misha. Sh'tir mezeh ki ha'protim magi matef. V'asiri mekasher ma'achid oisam k'ma nekudu b'eagle. So just like the nekudu in the eagle is ma'achid, all circle, so too the ten is ma'achid everything else. I want to just explain this point also because it'll complement what we said before. When he says that the Nekuda is Me'achet, the entire circle, let's explain what that means and how it shows to what we're saying. When you have a circle, I can certainly identify different Nekudas in very distinct ways. I can say this piece of circle, this point on the circle, is X degrees away from the top. And this one is Y degrees away, and so on. There's a way to measure a circle like you do, like a clock. And you say it's X degrees down and up, and so on and so forth. But there's something called the locus. They have a description. The description of the circle are the points, all the points equidistant from a common center. In other words, each and every nekuda on the circle has two definitions. One is, where is it? And that uniquely identifies this nekuda. And then, what is the formula that makes this a circle? The formula being that the measurement that all the points around in a circle have a common denominator. They have a common distance to a common center, and that determines the circle shabbat also. So we have both the uniqueness of it, and we have also the commonness of it. So you have all of these different levels of relationship, which have that same mahalach, certain progression from the Prat Shabbai and the Gal Shabbai. Now, I just want to explain something. I've said it many times before, but one can ask, you can work this with any number system. In school, they would just teach number systems. You'd have to invent a number system, you use 12 or less. And it would work well for anyone. We have a binary system, has two, on or off, and we have a whole system coming out of it. It doesn't have to be 10 numbers, it can be binary. We also have systems that are much bigger than 10 numbers. If you notice the muscle, style of a letter is not only that it's easy to remember, easier usually to remember, the mile of using letters is that you have 26 letters for each one. So, you know, it takes just a small amount of people to, a small amount of numbers of the symbols, right, with it, to have to be able to identify many, many pieces. So, what would have taken a string of 13 numbers, you may be able to do it in three or four letters. And that's why a reservation uses letters, because they want to stick to less, they want to stick to, you know, five or six, whatever it is. So they do it that way. But Al Kopanim, it has the common denominator, Shaboy. So 10 is just, within the system of 10s that we have, it is something which has both tchunis, even though it could have been with other systems. L'mayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely, with Sinai, was 10, simply because he created us with 10 fingers, 10 digits in the feet, which meant that we would be counting by 10s. That would be our normal count. And we'd apply it to everything else. So that definitely kind of that's why it's there. It's there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into place things that will force us or entice us to use the 10 system. So we don't have a reason why 10 bedafka. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to, he could have chosen another number. The idea will work off anyone. But what it does mean is, tachlis, it is clear HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen this, and these are the implications of his choice. We've seen this in the mitzvah that everything goes on for directions. Now you can do it into 12 halakim. So if something was a square, we would lay out, it would come out to 12. But when you talk about something spreading out, things spread out circular, because everything is equidistant from the center. His pashtus works like when you see when something spills on the floor, his pashtus will generally be circular. Taller in the floor, under this, that. But by and large, you expect things. There's no reason why a square should form. So the pashtus would be. So use the Gemara's cheshbon of 3 to 4, that produces 9 to 12. Okay, next day, matpratim shem ischalkim letisha v'asir negan nekuda shetocha eagle. So the asir is that nekuda eagle. With nezer asir kodesh Hashem yisbarach. Ki ha nekuda in la yispashus gash miklal. So the tenth nekudim is Hashem's. Because in a certain sense, there was no hashbah given to us in that tenth chelik. And the letter yud is just marked by that. So at the end of the day, yes, the koyach asiri is the thing that is the central koyach. Umipnei zeh tovin gamkein asa b'shoset es asa. She asiri shukneg anekudah shemena mispash hakol v'koyach hakol v'ha ma'asa l'figur boi ha'oisha. So in other words, if you look for yourself and you ask, what's the makor and the shayash for this? Where's it coming from? The answer has to be that nekudah of asiri. So it's asa shulpes asa means if you tap in to that nekudah emsois, that nekudah which is the nekudah to me, this the my causes, it's going to be shy to the world of tens. So you're saying this pshat over here in why that the essence is connected, because it's the chelik that the person really has nothing in it, even though it's the sherish of it. You find this musik in other places, and Kedai to mention it. You find this musik on Shabbos, Lamashal. It says, why is Shabbos, why was the Noman on Shabbos? The Zechariah says, Shabbos is the holiest day, so on and so forth. Shabbos is something which the nekuda that is the nekuda that is coming where the chef is coming from, so to speak. That asiri, the etzem, that's where things are mispashet from. Anything else that was mispashet, anything that flowed out, is limited. So it's going to have to be coming from a shoresh that has the capability to keep spreading. So the oil slick spreads from that midpoint. And so it's just like the Zohar Kodesh says by Shabbos, that why Shabbos itself gives bracha to all other days, and yet there's no man on Shabbos. So the Zohar says that that's the reason why there's no man, because it gives bracha to the other ones. In other words, the mashpiyah doesn't have for himself. The Gemara says, "Kolam kula nizam shul chanina bni v'chanina bni dayav karchuvin karchuvin from erev Shabbos erev Shabbos." This is to b'shvat karchuvin. The pshat in the pasha pshat that maimer is, despite the fact that he's supplying everybody else, he's left with nothing. The answer is no. It's the other way around. In the world consists of mashpiim and mekablim. A mekabel is not a mashpia. And the mele, anything that is outside that center point is already a mekabel, and he has a little bit of liquid, he gives it weiter, but it's dried up. He's drying up. And it goes only as far as this. Whatever it is in the middle that's pumping out something, that's Kulei Mashpia, and has no Metzius itself. So in the Mokrim, the Nekuda has no Metzius of its own, and it's Kulei Mashpia. The eagle has Hashpah, but it's therefore not a Mashpia. That's where you get Asim Shal Tesasim, because he stole it to that primistic Nekuda. Also, it's a tremendous, extrapolating it a little bit. When we talk about people being mashpia, so we obviously, the first things we talk about is talents. He knows how to reach out, he knows how to do this, that, other things. Fine, so it's certainly important. But a person who's not prescribed, and you get the sense, the feel from him, that he's busy being mashpia because he wants recognition or something along those lines. He's not going to be mashpia because he's better than a makabel. It's not just a question of more lishma, less lishma. If you learn Torah, so if a person has a covet, go to Moshe, it's not ideal, but it's learning and it gets something and so on and so forth. And being able to mashpia needs, because of the nature of Ashpa, is the Mashpia and a Mashpia and a Mushpa, two separate sugim. And that which is the only part that is a Mashpia is the chilek that has none of itself. So, b'shvil chanina b'ni kolom kolom yizim, b'shvil chanina b'ni, v'chanim nidayu kafruvim, it's the explanation. Why is it that chanina b'ni is the Mashpia of the world? Because it's Dara Kaf Haredim. So, somebody will ask, well, the Nekuda in the middle has nothing.
No.
That's good.
Okay, so the next 2 weeks in Eretz Hashem, I'll be in Eretz Yisrael.